Hi, Scott Daniels. And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay. So, we've covered making your salted meats with beef and with pork. Now, one thing I've noticed as I get deeper and deeper into this, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you. And while I'm sitting here talking to you, I've got kombucha fermenting over there. I've got root beer fermenting in the other room. We just harvested the sauerkraut. And we've got the sriracha fermenting in the cabinet. Yeah. There's a lot of fermenting going on. Now, I'm using the word fermenting because it's a word that people can get a grip on. But let's just be real for a moment. I've got food rotting all over my house. And I plan to eat this food that's rotting all over my house. And so I was thinking, like when I was a kid, 10 years old and younger, my parents would often mention all the people who died of food poisoning. He was going to marry her, but she died of food poisoning. Oh, yeah. She was going to come north, but she died of food poisoning. All these people died of food poisoning. And you wonder, how could that happen? I'm sitting there thinking, I know how it could happen. They fermented the wrong thing. So I may not die of suicide, but I might die of food poisoning. But I am being very careful. And I do taste a little bit to make sure it's okay. And it's always a backup, turpentine and castor oil. But it is amazing all the fermented things that were commonly eaten in the past. Like pickles, they were fermented. So far, so good, no problems. And I can tell you, root beer is just, it's amazing. It's just absolutely awesome. So what I've done is I've taken some root beer. You guys can see on Facebook. And this is the tea for the root beer. I've diluted it. And I mixed it with some water. And see, can you see that? There we go. And that's chia seed. So I get my root beer, my boiled roots, and my chia seed. And I put a little bit of... it's called ginger bug. It's the fermented ginger in there. But I don't ferment it like you're supposed to ferment the actual root beer. Tastes great, though. So the boiled roots themselves, even as a tea, it's very cleansing and very healing with the sarsaparilla. So let's see... Yes, I do. Yes, I'll send information about that. I shall post it. Well, Cedric's laughing at rotting food. I mean, you got to call a spade a spade. I mean, you got to realize what's going on here and that there is an element of caution. You know, you can't just, let stuff rot and not be fussy about it. Now, I will say that I was allowing my kombucha to rot, and it started really going bad. I saw some mold showing up on top. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And what happened was the kombucha culture subdued the mold. Mold went away, and the culture recovered, and now it's making its own mother or SCOBY on top of my kombucha. So I tasted my kombucha yesterday and it had a very mild fizz. So I'm going to let it go another week. But it's very interesting that with patience, the culture recovered and restored its own proper balance. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to answer questions on the chat room. Back and answer. I hope you're well. Yeah, I am well. Can you discuss your thoughts on C-section birth? It's devastating, absolutely devastating. I had a C-section. It was totally unnecessary. This is why I recommend home birth. The C-section rate for home birth is like 1%. The C-section rate for hospitals is upwards of 30%. So basically, you know, 96% of all hospital C-sections are simply unnecessary. So what happens with a C-section? So with a C-section, you damage the baby, you damage the mother. The baby doesn't go through the birth canal, doesn't get proper good bacteria. The baby's chest does not get compressed, squeeze out all the water in his lungs. And so the baby's born with lungs full of water, and they get respiratory distress called transient tachypnea of the newborn, and the hospital makes another $1,000 or so admitting the baby to the neonatal intensive care unit for observation, which is just caused by the C-section. C-section is also a major cause of death for women in childbirth. They get infection afterwards and die of that. It's very debilitating and disfiguring. My C-section scar is a vertical scar, and so it looks like I have a butt in the front and a butt in the back. Thank God. I'm not overweight, so it doesn't look like I have two butts. It looks like I just have this ugly scar. So, you know, C-section is to be avoided at all costs. The best way to avoid a C-section is to not go to the hospital and to stay home. And as soon as you even think you're in labor, start eating and drinking. You want to drink lots and lots of water. The liquid requirements of a lady in labor is about a gallon an hour. That's a lot. And so in the hospital, they don't give you that much water at all. And so ladies get dehydrated, and that's what causes the fetal distress in the C-section. So all I can say about C-section is just forget it. Baby with a high heart rate, again, it's just transient tachypnea. It's the high heart rate. It's caused by the C-section. And what we do with bloating and gas, thank you, bloating and gas. Yeah. Bloating and gas, the simplest solution is just to chew fennel seeds. My mother has been suffering for the past week. She's in her 60s and she's a diabetic. Her eyelids are also swollen. Could that be due to her diabetes? Appreciate any input. So go to vitalitycapsules.com. Actually, excuse me, drjenniferdaniels.org. Download a Candida Cleaner Report. There's a diet there. If she follows it, she will no longer be diabetic in about a week to 10 days. So, you know, she's got to, you know, buckle up, suck it up, have some discipline, and change the way she eats. That's really all she's got to do. You know, if you're a type 2 diabetic, you got to just realize it's your own fault. You gave it to yourself. And no one can cure you. You have to undo it. I mean, I have a program. Yes, I can work with you. Yes, I can help you. Do what I tell you. Your diabetes will be gone in a couple of weeks. And then, and only then, of course, you can work on your other problems. But it's very easy to get rid of type 2 diabetes. Okay. I'm adding kraut juice to my compost tea brew? No. Okay, we need to fix this. I'm adding the kraut juice that had a white film on it to my compost tea brew. No. That white film on your sauerkraut is perfectly good. Stir it in and eat it. You just threw away some perfectly good nutrition there. All right, but you threw it into your compost tea brew, giving it to the garden soil. I notice the plants have jumped greener. What else is in my compost tea brew? Okay. My blood pressure is 171 over 80. Is this dangerous? You should definitely do something about it. I'm not saying blood pressure medicine, but you definitely should do something about it. You might want to go to drjenniferdaniels.org. Get a discovery session, and we can sort that out, figure out what it is you're willing to do about it. Small swelling in the right foot. Yeah, not good. Okay. What else? Dr. Dan, I've been feeling strong vertigo for a few days now, coughing up green mucus, feeling unwell. Pooping 3 times a day with lots of water, started turpentine today, and the vertigo got worse. Exactly. It seems I started 2 days after I started on Shilajit. Okay, so then stop the Shilajit if it seems like the Shilajit started, and stop the turpentine since that made it worse. And I would, even though you're pooping 3 times a day, I would do an enema. And then there's something you have to change in your diet that's creating this. So basically, the strong vertigo is due to toxicity. So you got to back up, stop what you're doing, and go for cleansing. So that would be work on changing your diet and doing enemas. Okay, so Prester says, I love the smell and taste of sarsaparilla. I think that is a key ingredient in root beer. Yes, it is. America is the home of sarsaparilla. Well, that's good. Okay. Okay, Prester says, how does one go about doing coffee enemas? And who would do that? What were they thinking? So, Prester John, you can Google Gerson method, Google coffee enemas. You have a lot of information there. So, Dr. Nance, I think I remember you saying you don't recommend eating eggs. No, I don't. And it's not because they're organic or organic. It's just because if you want the oomph of nutrition, the eggs just don't have it. So to get the kind of nutrition I'm looking for, I need to eat like 8 eggs a day, which is a lot of eggs. Why not eat a piece of calf liver, 3 ounces, and call it a day? You got it done. So it's just for me, eating 8 eggs a day is not that efficient. Trying to control my weight, don't want to get too fat. So that's why I don't recommend eggs. I mean, if you want to eat eggs, you know, you're eating an egg or two a day or whatever, or even 8 eggs a day, and you're okay with it, then sure. Organic, free-range eggs. Yeah, so downside of eggs is just the lack of nutritional density. Marilyn says, the root beer has a gorgeous color and tiny bubbles. Yes. And it's going to have more. If you guys, you can post that picture in the chat room, that would be great. I don't know how to do that. Okay. Okay, so Dr. Downs, what about pizza? What's unhealthy about fresh meat, fish, and vegetables eaten with home-baked bread and natural cheese? The problem with pizza is it's very dehydrated and very dehydrating. So even if you eat natural pizza made with all the right stuff, you know, you're looking at basically dehydrated vegetables, a sauce of tomatoes that has been simmered, and the moisture removed, a very dry crust. So you need to drink a lot of water with that pizza. Okay, so Prester says, I don't think the jerky is that bad, but rather the other crap they put in with it in America. So the jerky, again, the big problem with jerky is it's severely dehydrating, very, very dehydrating. And that can be deceptive because I used to make my own jerky at home for the kids. And so the kids would eat jerky, and then I would eat jerky. Of course, it was tofu jerky. The tofu, by the way, has already been dehydrated just in the process of making the tofu. And it would take about the second day, and I would start getting sick. And it's not from the jerky and all the healthy spices I put in it, but from the dehydration. So you just have to be careful that you drink a lot of water with the jerky. I would think that raw dried meat is better for you than cooked meat. It possibly has not been my experience, but I would say once you have raw dried meat that you've salted, you then take that meat and use it to flavor your vegetables or your beans. Okay. Okay. All right, I'm just looking through for questions here. So, Dr. Daniels, do they still have things naturally grown down in Central America? Yes, in Central America, land is extremely, extremely cheap. So it's very common for people to live on a third of an acre, a quarter of an acre, or enough land to really grow everything they need, and many people do. So it's common for people to not even need the grocery store. So they'll have all their vegetables, they'll have some chickens running around, maybe a goat or so, maybe a pig. And there are people who live that way, and they are very healthy. The problem in the United States, one big barrier is the cost of land. However, there are places in the United States where the cost of land is very, very cheap. So, you know, if you are determined, then yes, you can grow your own food naturally in the United States. You can live naturally. Okay. Oh, lost my place. So again, but in Central America, if you're going to buy stuff commercially, then you're running the same risk that you run in the United States if you buy things commercially. But also the awareness in Central America in terms of healthy versus unhealthy food and food additives is not as great. And so a lot of the health food here in Central America is pretty, harmful and unhealthy. Okay. I did my first flush of 3 tablespoons of castor oil, 1 teaspoon of turpentine. Okay, so question. I did my first flush with 3 tablespoons of castor oil, 1 teaspoon of turpentine. Not the ratio I recommend. Did I do anything wrong? Yes. First of all, if you want to flush, you want to use at least 4 tablespoons of castor oil and somewhere between half a teaspoon and a teaspoon. And then you've got to keep those intestines clear. So you've got a problem with your diet, you have a problem with clearing your intestines. So that's what you did wrong. That's what it looks like. All right. All right. I think that's it for the chat room. Oh, a couple of things here. Let's see. Dr. Daniels. Distilling water and fermenting food are both healthy and great for prepping, but what are your views about home canning with a pressure cooker? I am not a fan of, in terms of prepping, I'm not a fan of canning because your dried foods are more portable depending on what you're prepping for. And so clean water and the dried foods are, I think, what's going to carry you further. We used to can foods when I was a kid, and we would can enough food in August, September to last the whole winter. We canned green beans, plums, peaches, tomatoes. Those are the biggies. And we just had the place full. But our problem was our canned food generally only lasted about one season or a season and a half. I mean, usually we ate all the stuff we canned. But the person is looking for a blank hits the fan scenario. But I think the blank has already hit the fan. So if you don't think that the blank has hit the fan yet, then relax. There's nothing to prep for. You're okay. But I think the quality of food in the grocery stores in the United States is at a crisis level. I think the impurity and undrinkability of the water is already past the crisis level. So I think what you might be prepping for is already here. Yeah. So having nothing but poison on the shelves in the grocery store is the same as having empty shelves. In fact, it's worse because now you're eating all this poisonous stuff when you'd be better off just behaving as if it was not there. So maybe that would help. Yeah, so I would say you should start eating up your canned foods. I mean, I think the sensible way to can is seasonal. So in other words, you can in August, September to get you through the winter, and you can, organic foods, highest quality you can. That's what I would do. Yes, you should start eating it now if you don't want it to go to waste. Or is it better to put the energy into eating weeds? So when things go bad, I think your best bet is going to be to eat the weeds. In other words, it's worth more in terms of your preparedness to understand what weeds to eat year-round, and you can to get yourself through the winter if you live in a place with snow. And that would really be the best balance of a plan for preparing. So yeah, if I had time, energy, and support, I would can, if I lived in a place with snow, I would can to get through the winter. And then I would gather everything I needed in the spring and summer and dry it. And that would be the way that I would go. But in any case, there's no need to wait for anything because things have already fallen apart. Things are already in a crisis situation. And you need to separate yourself from the grocery store as soon as you possibly can. So Bernard says, I've noticed while eating hog maws, I believe that's hog stomach, my hips don't ache and have as much as they used to in the morning. Correct. Absolutely correct. So I eat pig stomach, beef stomach, intestines when I can get them, which is not very often, and the skin. And that has helped me tremendously with my joints and my ability to do splits. Okay. All right, Bernard, great. That's the way to go. You just try it out. So Bernard received 5-ounce cans of pork brains and ate a half a can, sort of scrambled eggs, and it was delicious. Okay. All right, so Bernard got his pig brains in a can at Amazon. There you go. All right. We use a lot of water every day making tea with stevia, green, black, and hibiscus. All right, so there, that's stevia. Unless you're using green stevia, you're basically using imitation white sugar. Exactly. So Nick says, since dissolving the stones, there's a lightness in my liver area and the body generally. Since dissolving liver stones and bile ducts, there's been no feelings of anger, stress, anxiety in any situation. Physical cleanse is really a mental energetic cleanse. Truly amazing. Yes, Nick, you're absolutely correct. And so people will tell me, oh, Dr. Daniels, I have an emotional problem. It's emotional. I'm like, well let's just flush that liver out and clean that liver. No, you understand, it's emotional. Like, well, okay, let's just hold on to that emotional theory, but why don't we flush that liver while we're working on the emotional problems? So, yes, it turns out that there's a physical basis for all these negative emotions. a lot of people say, oh, it's my childhood, there's this trauma, that trauma, you know, stuff happens, we all have bad things that happen. However, some people still have the stones and toxins sitting in their liver that were there when they were kids, and that were literally was imprinted there. And if you flush out those stones, you flush out the imprint. So I found that with liver flushes and with water fasting, all those emotional, all that emotional stuff and those hang-ups and negativity just like leaves. You're like, wait a minute, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Are you going to reach, I can reach back for it? Like, wasn't I angry about this? Or wasn't I angry about that? And like, no, I don't, I can't find it. I'm not angry. So yeah, give it a try. You may fire your psychotherapist because you're just feeling so good, but that's a risk you'll have to take. Okay. Well, Vitality Capsules clear up food allergies? Yes, because the food allergies are in the liver. And so when the liver is congested, you have the food allergies. So that's the Vitality Capsules do help. What about pork rinds? So I cook my own pork rinds. I used to buy them in a bag, but they have a lot of side effects to them, and a lot of additives and chemicals. Okay. Latanya says, do you mean like eating chitlins to help with joint pain, Dr. Daniels? Yes. Chitlins also helps with your stomach. For those of you who think you have leaky gut, it's not leaky gut. It's deteriorating gut because there's no connective tissue in your diet to repair your gut. So now how do you know you have stones without doing a scan? You just do a liver flush. You see the stones come out. And so you don't need these x-ray tests, whether it's a liver scan, an x-ray, blah, 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 to know what's going on in your body. It's generally pretty straightforward. Your body is pretty expressive. How much gelatin should I take for post-workout shake? Currently use it in my smoothies. Totally inappropriate. So your smoothie should be like raw stuff, like maybe some berries and parsley. That would be great. I don't know if I would use gelatin for post-workout. Here's the problem with gelatin. Gelatin is seriously, seriously dry. And post-workout, you're dehydrated. And so it seems to me like a collision there. But if you're going to take gelatin after workout, you want to put 2 tablespoons and at least 2 cups of water. But again, I would not use it as a post-workout. I would use it as a kind of lay on the couch, relax drink. All right, we have a commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we got questions, so we're going to be answering questions here. And we've got some really great questions here on Facebook. Okay. All right, so here we go. So Marie says, holy basil, ashwagandha, rescue remedy by Bach. That's what our family uses for anxiety. And so, again, yes, you can use those things for anxiety, but all of those things are just covering up the symptoms of the underlying problem. The underlying problem is the toxins your body is retaining. And once you get the liver flush done, you don't need holy basil or ashwagandha or rescue remedy. I have rescue remedy in the house. I have not used it in over 10 years. Again, you just flush out the stuff that cause, that's the cause of this anxiety and stress, and you're good to go. Okay. Let's see. We have all these great questions lined up here, and I don't know where they are. Nicole says, I've never seen green stevia. It's all white in the stores. Where do you find green? You can go on Amazon and say you want powdered green stevia. It'll pop up. Now, once you eat powdered green stevia, you'll know why there's white stevia. So the natural powdered green stevia tastes very chlorophyllish, like dead grass. And it has a bitter edge to it. And it has an aftertaste. And it's gritty. But it is sweet. So I got my first pound of green stevia back in 1992. It was actually illegal in the United States back then. But I was able to buy it from my local health food store under a different heading rather than sweetener. And so it was so disgusting. I gave up white sugar and I gave up stevia. So I think the green stevia is definitely worth a try, because after using that, you might say, you know what? I'm done. I don't need white sugar and I don't need stevia. So that 1 pound bag of stevia lasted me over 10 years. Dr. Dams, what do you use to apply the rice bran? Water. I dilute it in water. Yeah, it doesn't spread well because you have to add water to it, so it's a thick liquid. All right. So Anonymous says, yeah, if you're looking for a sugar substitute, stevia won't fill the bill. Right, because either it's too disgusting, which is the natural stuff, or it's the white stuff, which is just as dangerous as white sugar. So there you have it. So Jessica says, how do you flush your liver? I'm late to the show. And Cedric says, Jessica, start with Vitality Capsules. Yes, good idea. You can get those at vitalitycapsules.com. Vitalitycapsules.com. You have to click, actually, why don't you get your report? Get your report, the Candida Cleaner, and then click I already have my report, and you'll see the Vitality Capsules offer. Okay, let's see here. So Jessica says, I do fermented cabbage juice that would be sauerkraut juice, but my eating isn't always excellent, not all the way off of processed foods. Recovering from a vegetarian diet, so the only meat I'm able to keep down is turkey, but usually ground turkey. All right, so the ground turkey is not helping. It's excessively lean and it's depleting your adrenal glands. So that's not, just forget that. Maybe you could try turkey skin, see if you can handle turkey skin, small amounts. Another thing to try, small amounts, would be beef liver. So those would be some things. Okay. All right, I can't see anything else on Facebook. I don't know why. Beverly says, how long should I wait before doing another liver cleanse? I would say about 3 weeks. And if you're feeling tired and blah, it means you've depleted yourself. So, you know, give yourself a little bit of liver here. You know, revive it. Judith says, what would you recommend if you're hypertensive on kidney dialysis, retaining a bit of water in the chest area? Having yellow in the eyes and blurred vision, any suggestions? Okay, so yellow in the eyes means now your liver is failing in addition to your kidneys failing. So I would say you've got to rescue your liver. So definitely do some liver flushes. But being on dialysis, you have to pay attention to your water and salt balance. So that's pretty tricky. You might want to get a discovery session before you go for that one. So why would lying on the left side cause heart palpitations? Because the blood is congesting the heart, and it's hard for the heart to empty. Marie, I think mixing turp and coconut topically is the easiest way to clean the liver. Easy is not always most effective. Dr. Dams, where do you post your videos on stretches? I have no idea. I click Facebook and say send, and I don't know where it's going. But somebody on Facebook should be able to see it and maybe post it somewhere in this conversation. I don't have that skill yet. Okay. If you have parasites and you have salty stuff on your skin, does that mean you're contagious? No, it doesn't mean anything. All salt in your skin means is you're perspiring. I've heard gallstones are full of cortisol. No, gallstones are full of cholesterol. The difference between cholesterol and cortisol. So gallstones are full of cholesterol. Well, okay. All right. How do you unblock your ears? Is the pressure sucking out fill to the head? Has over. If ordering to the Washington, D.C., how long before getting the product? I would allow a week before getting the Vitality Quest capsules. But you could get it in as short as 3 days. They come from Idaho. So Dr. Diaz, what causes extreme dryness of the eyes, nose, and back of the throat? It's a defect in your connective tissue and your membranes. It can be fixed. One way to fix it is just to take chia seed, or actually flax is the best. Take a quarter cup flax seed, soak it in one cup of water, and drink it every day. Take about a week, and you'll notice a difference that things are getting more moist. All right, so Dr. Dales, I did a liver flush with grapefruit juice and olive oil. I don't recommend grapefruit juice and olive oil. I recommend lemon juice, olive oil, and turpentine. And because of the same thing, I didn't get, when I did liver flushes with the grapefruit and olive oil, I didn't get any stones out either. But when I do turpentine, olive oil, and lemon juice, I get stones out. It's really good. Dr. Dams, what is adrenal fatigue? What causes it? How can you recover from it? Yeah, it was answered. So adrenal fatigue is a lack of cholesterol in your diet because adrenal glands run on cholesterol. And so you need to add cholesterol to your diet. It's the simplest way to recover. All right, we're ready to take questions on the telephone. And that's 1-800-313-9443. My engineer will correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, there you go. Someone posted a picture to the chat room. Dr. Dales, I had my appendix surgically removed. Will I be experiencing any effects since I don't have an appendix? Nope, not a problem. Will I order from the .org site? The only thing you can order on the .org site is an appointment. If you want to order Vitality Capsules, you have to go to vitalitycapsules.com. We're going to, yeah, thank you, Merbley. Merbley posted the page for Vitality Capsules. We post that to Facebook. I think that's the right page. We're fixing the website, but right now, until we do, here is here's a link to Vitality Capsules. Okay, Dr. Daniels' question asked, can you use honey as a sugar substitute? Honey is not a sugar substitute. Honey is sugar. And yes, someone posted in Facebook correctly, a lot of honey is not pure honey. The manufacturers actually add syrup to it and other things to dilute it because of the high cost of honey. So honey's pretty dicey. You've got to, you know, check the label carefully. You may want to call the manufacturers. Or even better yet, you might want to go to a local honey farm or bee farm. But I say the best sugar is what you in the United States might call dark brown sugar. So use dark brown sugar or, but even better, use molasses. So dark brown sugar in the United States is molasses added to white sugar. If you can just try molasses as a sweetener, molasses is actually healing. Whereas all the other sweeteners, the sugar content in them make them pretty, pretty hazardous, damaging to your health. Okay. Annette says, what kind of water is suggested to drink? I suggest distilled water. So check out the Candida Cleaner Report. And there you will find not only instructions on how to use turpentine, but you will find what I recommend in terms of water to drink, what's a healing diet, and all kinds of really neat information. Yeah. Nick says, your kids will thank you endlessly in a few years when they realize how much you've done for them with turpentine cleansing. Absolutely. I talk to people now who are in their 40s and 50s and whose parents gave them turpentine. They say, when my parents gave me turpentine, I was never sick. But when they went to college and got stupid and stopped using turpentine, that's when all their illnesses began. It's amazing. Okay, Chris says, so Chris says, it's weird. I have this hair shedding all the time. When I wash my hair with and add a little peppermint essential oil, shedding goes away for a day, then comes right back. What's going on? What's going on is you're toxic and your body is detoxing into your scalp. And then when you put the essential oils in there, the peppermint, it cleans out those hair follicles and your hair does not fall. So what you need to do is clear out your bottom end so your hair will stop falling. So clean out your bottom end, maybe do a liver flush, but definitely clean out your bottom end and that will stop it from falling. How dangerous is it for my 7-year-old to be passing liver flukes? Question is, how dangerous is it for him to not pass the liver flukes? So it's good for him to get rid of the liver flukes. So question, is ground bison healthier than beef? Not really. It depends. So in many cases, the bison is raised by the same people who are raising beef, in which case, no benefit. But the people who are dedicated bison farmers, I mean farm bison and nothing else, are really fastidious about the purity of their meats, not vaccinating, because a lot of your grass-fed organic beef is vaccinated. And so most bison is not vaccinated. So you do go another level up in healthiness. All right, we have Teresa in Chicago. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Dr. Daniel. This is Teresa again. How are you?
Fine.
We had a discovery session, but I have one other question I wanted to ask you. It has to do with fibroids. Now, about 10 years ago, I had a procedure called uterine fibroid embolization.
Right.
That's when the doctor goes in and he inserts little beads into the veins. He inserted these beads with the intention of cutting off the blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it on both sides of my uterus. Now,
right.
With that procedure being done, number one, we're doing the protocol that we discussed in my discovery session still be effective? And number two, more importantly, did that cause any significant damages to the uterus? Am I unable to carry a child or anything like that?
It might affect your fertility. It won't affect your ability to dissolve the fibroid because your body, whenever something is blocked, your body grows collaterals. So your body's always going to grow new blood vessels to go around wherever the blockage is.
Okay.
So that any benefit that might come from that is temporary.
any benefit that might come from dissolving?
Right. No, from putting the beads there, from blocking the blood supply of the fibroid, any improvement is temporary because your body will develop blood vessels to go around the blockage to continue to feed the fibroid.
Okay. And so you say it may affect my fertility.
Yeah, it might.
With the new veins that were developed, is that a way of getting around the blockage for the fertility purposes?
There's no telling, because fertility is pretty, you know, dicey stuff. Okay, going to a commercial. We'll be back in a bit.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We are back from commercial. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are back from commercial. And let's go to Helen in Pennsylvania. Helen?
How are you?
Hi, is this Helen?
Yes.
Okay, Helen, what's your question?
A radioactive capsule at the hospital, 8 o'clock in the morning on July 10th. I was fine on July. Had three scans done, went back on the 11th, had three more scans done, 20 minutes after I took that, I was in the waiting room waiting to leave, and I didn't vomit or anything, but I felt very nauseated. My legs doubled up with muscle spasms. Went back at 2 o'clock, did 3 more scans the same day on the 10th, and had to go on the 11th at 8 o'clock in the morning for 3 more scans. I am just now feeling better. The whole left side of my head had needle pain. It's like somebody was putting needles in my left temple. My neck, and I had still been nauseated but not vomiting. My eyes hurt. Today they're not hurting. So I just wanted to know, would there be any effects on any of my inner organs that it would have damaged?
What kind of scans are you doing?
It was radiation capsule. It was iodine radiation capsule for my thyroid. So when I was in her office last week, I could barely get enough energy to get to her office, but I went, saw the scan. She really didn't want to show them to me, but on the left side of my thyroid, I saw 3 nodules there and 2 nodules on the right side. On the left side, it looked like somebody splattered blood all over the left side of my thyroid. But as I say, today I am feeling a lot better. I could not move my bowels for 6 days. I was so constipated, but I wanted to know, is there anything I could take, or if you know how long I would know if this, I was highly, I had a terrible reaction to it. I was highly allergic to this capsule. I would suggest nobody take it. I already had it. I would also send that. And I thought...
Okay, so I guess the question is how to relieve your constipation. Vitality Capsules would definitely do that for you. But you can get those at vitalitycapsules.com. I would suggest you stop doing any stop doing any and all scans. No more scans.
Yes, I agree with you. I just wanted your advice because
stop all the scans. Vitality Capsules will help relieve your constipation. And once you start having regular bowel movements, I think you're going to feel a lot better. I also do private consultations. You can find those at drjenniferdaniels.org.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Well, you can feel the motion.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.